Hello, and welcome to the podcast for the May issue of the Audio Engineering Society Journal. I'm Dr. Agnieszka Roginska. The AES is happy to announce two upcoming conventions, the Tokyo Convention from July 23rd to the 25th, and the New York Convention from the 9th to the 12th of October. We hope to see you there. In this month's AES Journal, you'll find three research papers and an engineering report, as well as the latest news about standards and a digest article on hearing enhancement. The first paper in the May issue, written by John Behrens and his colleagues, concerns the measurement of speech intelligibility using natural speech in combination with perceptual modeling. Using a simple extension to the existing ITUT standard for speech quality evaluation in communication networks, often known as PESQ, the authors achieved a correlation of at least 0.8 between subjective and objective intelligibility scores. Additional enhancements raise the correlation to around 0.9. They show how constant vowel constant words were embedded in a carrier sentence in the subjective test, while a string of such words was used in the objective measurements. Following this is a paper describing a highly directional end-fire loudspeaker array by Marius Boone and colleagues. Here, the authors explain that an end-fire loudspeaker array is one that radiates sound in the direction of the axis along which the loudspeakers are placed, offering an alternative configuration for creating narrow beam widths. They conducted a parametric study that explored the means by which optimal beams could be formed, and they tested a prototype system to confirm the parametric analysis. When they took into account the directional patterns of the individual loudspeakers, the resulting directionality index improved by 3 dB. When trying to raise the quality and popularity of AM broadcasting, Ellen Sheffield and John Keane tried to find out listeners' preferences for audio bandwidth. Their paper shows that less may be more in some cases. In other words, listeners preferred lower bandwidths of 5 to 7 kHz for speech and classical music material and perceived little difference between bandwidths of 7 and 10 kHz for highly compressed audio, such as rock or pop music. The lower bandwidth tended to reduce noise from adjacent channels, and the authors conclude that 7 kHz may be the optimum for AM broadcasting. In their engineering report, Carlo Zucatti and Marco Bandiera consider the way in which loudspeaker sensitivity can be affected by voice coil heating during high-powered bursts in music. The effects of voice coil heating include power compression and changes in the frequency response and damping, which can cause the sound level to fade as temperature rises, possibly affecting the listener's experience. Audio metadata is the theme of this month's Standards News. Francis Rumsey's Digest article summarizes recent AES conference and convention papers on hearing enhancement, considering how the listening experience can be improved for audience members with hearing impairments. It seems that there is now widespread awareness that the elderly form a large portion of the audience for both live and broadcast audio, and that the speech content of material needs to be enhanced so that it can be more clearly understood. Keep up to date with AES activities around the world and announcements about upcoming meetings with news of the sections. If you're not an AES member yet, join us. For information, visit aes.org/join. Thank you for listening. For the Audio Engineering Society, I'm Dr. Agnieszka Roginska.